Knights and Fights podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Knights and Fights podcast. Knights and Fights.
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined in the booth by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation.
Danielle Radford.
Michael Eagle.
And today we're joined by a special guest in studio. Kia Stevens has wrestled across the world as Awesome Kong and Amazing Kong.
And here comes Awesome Kong!
The TNA Knockout Champion! Awesome Kong has come out to the ring, and check out that focus. Check out the concentration, the tunnel vision of Awesome Kong.
She was also known as Karma during her time in WWE.
We heard about for weeks the kind of destruction that Karma was going to bring to the Divas. The look on Kelly Kelly's face tells the whole story.
Kelly, please get out of the ring.
The most devastating debut of any lady in WWE history.
And recently starred as Tamae, the welfare queen Dawson, in Netflix's Glow.
I might be a welfare queen, but I don't tolerate no bigots.
Kia, welcome to Tights and Fights.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Coming and hanging out. There's so much I kind of want to dig into
right
here. Because it's such a pleasure to talk to people who actually work in the industry. But what was it like as a professional wrestler to be on a television show where you're playing a professional wrestler and having to choreograph it for television but in a different way? What is that experience like?
There were times I had to check myself.
Mm.
Oh. Yes, give me the tea.
I was like, okay, you have to remember that this is for TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. You cannot be that person on a couch or in the theater that's like, that wouldn't really happen.
Right.
Even though most of the stuff that we do really happens, but we film it differently.
Right.
So it's hard to explain. Like, we film it, like the storyline, everything's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to film it in a different way because we're not going to sit there and do 30 power bombs in a row. Because,
right,
you know, in film, you do it like 30 times. That right. one time you see it on TV isn't the one time we did it.
Right.
In wrestling, we do it one time, we get to go home. In film, we got to film every angle. So we have to just, we have to do it differently. So there was times it was like, hey, just cool it. This is movie magic. Learn it. Shut up and learn it.
So we had Kimmy Gatewood in here.
Hi, yeah, Kimmy!
Yeah.
And Rebecca.
Yes.
Both of them were here.
The beatdown British.
Yeah. They were talking about how, like, working with you as somebody who was actually a wrestler, that they would, like, go to fake hit. You'd be like, you hit me a little harder than that. Like, you were trying to help them actually sell something.
Yes.
As real. What is that like? And did any of them ever hit you, like, hard enough? Or it was like, all right, that works? Or is it just like, all right, we're fine now. Let's just move forward from here.
It's funny because Kimmy is, she could actually go out and, like, be a worker. She could go out and, like, be a wrestler. She's
yeah.
so, like, well, she gets it, like, right away. A little too fast sometimes because I'm like, it took me a couple years to learn that move and you just came in here and.
She's a natural.
You know? but, yeah, no, there was a few times. There was one time where someone grabbed me by the hair and I was like, itai, itai. And that means, like, hurt in Japanese.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that, you know, Chavo, who has traveled the world, understands Japanese. He was like, well, you might want to hold on because I think you hurt her. Because I didn't want to say, oh, ouch,
right,
you know,
yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to fame it out. But
keep the mystique.
Can't nobody hurt me.
Yeah.
But, because I didn't want to ruin their confidence and have them be tentative of, like, you know, being snug on somebody.
Right.
You know, because there's ways to be snug and firm without hurting someone.
Right.
Yeah.
And they got it really, really really fast.
It all looks really good.
Yes.
You know, to have like only a few of you guys actually having, you know, really just you and Chavo, the only actual wrestlers on set, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, everybody picked it up really well.
They did.
It all comes across like super solid.
These girls have heart. I mean, they went in like just, let's just do it. Just let's go.
Yeah.
There are times where it's like, okay, wait, hold on. They're like, I'm going. We're like, wait, Trestle.
Like watching all of them jump into it for the first time, how closely does it resemble like actual training to like become a wrestler, like a live wrestler in the ring versus the training they were doing to learn how to wrestle for TV?
Extremely similar, but because they're on an accelerated program, of course, you can't do anything without your fundamentals.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's like in drawing. If you don't have like your basics, if you have your basics now, circles, squares, triangles, you could draw almost anything.
Right.
And in wrestling, if you get your fundamentals down, your bumps and your strikes and basing for someone, because basing is so important.
Can you explain, just for people who don't know, like maybe me, like what basing is?
Can you explain for Michael Eagles that don't know this what basing
when
is?
When you see Rey Mysterio do like all those really cool moves where someone picks him up and then his legs go between the legs, mm-hmm. and then he's swinging them around and head scissors and whatnot. Well, if you don't have a strong base, it's not going to look that cool, because mm-hmm. the person basing is doing most of the work. You know, you got to do all the pretty stuff, and I got to carry your heavy ass so you can look pretty. And if you don't have a strong base, then you can't. That move is not going to look as good. You know, that's when people fall and it looks sloppy and they miss and stuff. So if you got that strong base, you can make that person look good. And if you make that person look good, both of y'all making money. Mm. So you know. Yeah, so once they got the basics down, then because, like I said, it's accelerated. You know, we don't have time to teach them everything about wrestling. Then we focused on making sure they knew how to do the moves that was written in the script.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know.
I have another question. I don't want to dominate. I mean, everybody can ask questions. I'm kind of, as somebody who has wrestled all over the world, what do you feel defines your career? Like, what do you think is the defining moment of your career?
Oh, whoa. Well, I would say walking down that ramp at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody get in there and get it. Oh, just break it all. What? Wait a minute, everybody.
Has ever happened. Karma is about to break somebody off a little something proper like, dog.
Oh, I hope she goes right after Cole.
I hope she just eating like a piece of chicken.
Michael Cole is already crying. I see tears running. Oh, yes. She knocked his headgear right off.
She's looking at that boy like
and having been away for so long, because before I walked down that ramp, I was like, I was only here for 2 seconds. Are these people even going to remember me? Or are they going to be like, why is some random woman walking down the ramp? But then I got a huge pop.
Yeah.
I'm going to start crying again. I remember trying to stay in character because I so wanted to be like, oh, my God, is that for me? That's awesome. So, yeah, that was like, yes. Yay.
Walk us through that. When do you find out that you're going to do the Rumble? Like, because that, obviously, it's a huge defining moment.
Yeah.
You've been away for a while, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when does the phone call start? How soon do you know? I mean, is it like, I know when I'm coming back, and then they're like, surprise, you're in the Rumble, and you find out day of? Do you know a week before? How does that all come together?
Well, I mean, it was all so touch and go because I actually lost that child. So it was like a really rough, bumpy road of when I was coming back, because at first it was, how am I doing physically? Because
right,
it was a really, really tough birth, and I lost a lot of blood. I was in the hospital for a really long time.
Yeah.
Had to get a blood transfusion, so I had to get someone else's icky blood, which I worry was going to, like, I was like, you guys are going to suck out my mojo, and I'm going to have someone else's mojo, and I'm not going to be cocky anymore. Like, seriously, I told the doctor that. She was like, well, it's either that or you go into cardiac arrest, so you choose. And so, yeah, I chose someone else's Iggy
chose
blood.
That dirty mojo.
Dirty mojo. But they called once I got a little bit stronger and actually thought, yeah, I can go and interact with people because I shut myself out in the house for, like, ever. Sure. And I didn't even tell my husband, actually, that I was going to be on the Rumble. Oh, I told him, oh, they want to talk about me returning, and went to St. Louis because it was in St. Louis. And they had me sequestered at a different hotel than everyone else. And I think it was me, Colleen, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan that was sequestered somewhere else. And then even sequestered in the building. They had us away. And then we just did the gimmick. And I actually called my my trainer and told him, Matt Calley. I called Matt Calley and said, make sure Dan, that's my husband, watches when this happens in the ring. I want you to make sure he's watching, and I want you to film him. And then and he does it. And so I walk down the ring, and Dan's like, and then everybody starts congratulating him.
It's like, you ain't taking no bumps. You ain't in that ring.
He's not in the ring. It's like, congratulations, man. He's like, I like that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. I love that. I love that. Obviously, that's a huge, defining, amazing moment. Do you still keep up with anyone that you used to work with or any of your other wrestlers? Or
oh, yeah, we're family.
I love that.
I just got the cutest video from Angelina Love, Lauren Williams, because I sent her baby this little roller coaster thing, which I was afraid to send to him because I was like, you know, if he falls off of it, are you going to be like, ah, you broke my kid? But she said it was okay. And then she sent me a really nice video of him rolling down a roller coaster and backing up. And oh, gosh, it just made my day. And then Gail, I was just out in Vegas with Gail when Robert opened up his restaurant. And then I check in on Christy Hemme and her four new quintuple, or was it four?
Quadruplets. Oh, that's so many. Yeah. That's so many. It's yeah, so many. We forgot so what many. The name of it was.
Right. Yeah, no.
We don't even want to say that for fear that it might happen to you. Know?
Right.
Yeah,
as long as she's like not Octomom, then she may survive.
Was your like move towards like acting? Was it an intentional move? Was that something you had planned, or was it something that
I started
just
off
happened?
In acting?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, tell me. Yeah, tell me about that.
I started off in that. My mother was an actress.
Okay.
My mother actually starred in a movie with Americana Cindy from GLOW.
Oh wow.
They were in a movie called oh Lord, why am I blanking on the movie? It's the movie that's in my. It'll come back to me later, but and later, because, you know, we've had, like, two fires in my family, so everything, like, all pictures and stuff got destroyed. And
where'd you grow up? Not to interrupt.
In Carson.
Okay.
I grew up in Carson in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Next door to Long Beach, wedged between Long Beach and Compton, yes. Mm-hmm. But, after I filmed GLOW, Cindy and I got together, and she gave me a copy of the movie and some pictures of my mother, which I didn't have. Oh. And, yeah. It was awesome.
That's so awesome. Had you always wanted to go back and try acting, or were you supposed to do both the whole time?
Yes, that was the original question, wasn't it? Yes. I got into wrestling because it was like a form of entertainment.
Right.
It is, you know, sort of acting. You have to act a little bit. When you have a character, you have to act a little bit. Kong is not me. I don't walk around scowling all day long.
You should, though.
Right?
Just try it. See what happens. I guarantee you get better
all
parking.
All the time I really do that is when somebody brings out a check in the Walmart line, and I'm like...
We all become awesome.
Who writes checks anymore? And I'm always in that line. It doesn't matter if I switch or whatever. I'm always in that line. But, I started off doing, like, you know, some background work as a kid, and then... took drama in school, went out for all the plays except for that one time when Tina Phillips got the lead in the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh no, thank you.
And
Tina Phillips
scandal because everyone just knew that Kia Stevens, it was Kia.
That's right.
You know, the ham of the class, she was gonna get the part. And do you know what I got cast as?
Mm.
Her mother in a off a stage voice.
Oh, no.
No. scandalous.
That's some Star Is Born shit right there. Yes. Somebody's like, you know, be really great. I think Kia would shine on a microphone off stage.
She's just so good at talking. We don't even need to see her voice or body or personality.
What if she was at home when we did it?
That was the.
You ever think about Tina when you're coming off the top rope?
Tina and I are still friends. Oh, wow. Yeah, good. We grew up together. We're still friends. She's actually the one who helped me propel my career into wrestling.
Aww.
She's the one that found that reality series that I went on. It was called the Body Challenge, Discovery Health's Body Challenge, and she helped me find that. So, yeah.
Oh, well, good job. That's some good friending. Yeah. What was your favorite role in... I'm sorry. Now we've... Look... I love wrestling, but I've never been a wrestler. This I know.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about play. What is your favorite role you ever played in, like, high school drama?
We did a female version of The Odd Couple.
Mm. Yes.
And I played, what was the character's name? She was really ditzy. And I can't remember what the name is, or even the male counterpart name was, I want to say Vera, but that wasn't it. And I remember arguing with Eric, who was our student director, because I played her like this. And he was like, I don't want you to play her like a valley girl. And I was like, but she's an airhead. And so fighting back and forth about that. And that was like the favorite role that I got to play.
Oh, that's awesome. So how, and this might be weird. So kind of learning how to do that, like, live theater in the round, that's obviously something that's, like, helped you with wrestling, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my mom was, oh, God. My mama. My mother was, she was, like, Joe Jackson, but, like, times infinity.
Oh,
like,
boy.
She wanted it. Get it right. Do it again. You know, very, very rigid. That's not good enough. Do it again. And for someone who was as shy as I was when I was younger, that used to, like, hurt my feelings. Like, you should love me for me, not for the words I say in my mouth. But later on, I realized when, you know, in retrospect, I'm like, wow, her pushing me to do that got me to where I eventually wanted to be. Because, you know, in senior year, I broke out of my shell and, you know, went from, you know, geek to chic. Yeah. I had a rocking senior year. I loved my senior year in high school. And that was because of my mother.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
I want to know. I want to talk about acting, too. Because also, like, I'm like, yeah, school plays. Yeah, plays. What's your dream role? What, like, if somebody was like, Kia, here are the keys to showbiz, you get to play any role you want. What do you take?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Mm. Ooh. There we go.
Gil, yes. I want that. I want that badly.
Yeah.
I want that for you, and I want that movie.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between Harry Tubman and Madam C.J. Walker, but I lean heavily towards Madam C.J. Walker.
If you do Tubman, do you do Spy Tubman, or do you do...
I do Spy Tubman. Are you kidding me? I do Ass-Kicking Tubman. Are you kidding me?
It shocks me that movie has not been made, or is not, like... That should be made.
Someone's working. It's got to be, right?
It should be made.
They had that WGN show Underground, and I thought they put a Spy Harriet Tubman storyline in that.
I keep meaning to watch that. That's in my queue.
Well, it's gone now, I think.
Yeah, I know they ended it, but it's still in the... You can still watch it.
I think that second season was very Harriet Tubman spy related.
Yeah.
I should know, because I should have watched it, but I did not.
Right. Okay. People don't... Potential spam.
When you're getting potential spam,
I am on a podcast. Do not call me. Unsubscribe.
Oh my! I just need a recording of that every time I get one of them scam likely calls.
That's amazing. Yeah, we have to isolate that audio.
It's like, yeah, you gonna deal with Kia Stevens?
That's the only thing I like about this new phone is it says, you know, potential spam and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like the other day, someone asked me if I wanted a new roof, and I was like, I just found out my husband has another family. Do I really want to talk about it? And they're like, oh, ma'am, have a good day. And I'm like,
oh, man. That sounds like an amazing side business, man. Yeah. Just answering people's spam calls for them is as creative as you would like.
You need a soundboard.
It's a legit outlet. I love it. It cracks me up every day.
So I have a question.
Yes.
It's weird to ask this because we're we're three hosts, none of whom have ever drawn a check from the wrestling industry, but who are huge fans and keep abreast to the extent that we can. What is it that you wish that wrestling fans either knew, understood, or did not know?
I wish they knew, or at least appreciated, how hard it is. When you know I know they know how hard it is, but I mean, how people go out there, even when there is a ton wrong with them. You know, they're wrapping this knee up and they're limping to the ring, but you know, they go out there anyway and they give the best show that they can. And then sometimes people crap all over that match. And I can't believe they finished it with a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you know that man had 103 fever but still went out there anyway?
What was the worst injury you ever worked with?
I had technically a broken back.
Oh, boy.
Like, technically, it was, you know, a fracture in there. And went to Germany, fractured it, then went to Japan. And then Genki Masai's retirement show, and I had a broken back, child.
So you're just taking regular strong style bumps. Broken back.
And I remember it too, cause it was like a super Frankensteiner from the corner, and took it and landed just right on. And I was like, that feels really warm and weird, and now it's cold, and I'm dizzy, and everything's fading, is going to black.
All right.
How long were you out for?
I wasn't out.
Okay.
Just kept working.
Wow.
Just
don't let me complain about my six slip discs anymore, guys. Yeah. That's it. We were putting the kibosh on all bus talk.
I mean, you did get hit by a bus, though.
Right. Like,
you
can always. I didn't work
hit
through
by
it.
A bus.
I got hit by a bus. I was crossing the street, and the bus just hit me in the left and the right side of my body. It was like, boo.
No, right. Did they? Because they claim that was it a city bus?
It was a city bus.
Because they claim city buses have the right of way even against pedestrians. Is that true, or did you get the money?
I can't talk about this part, but we did reach, I can say that we reached an amicable resolution to me getting hit the fuck up by a bus.
Yeah. No man. Right.
Put the bus over. You better get paid. You put the bus over.
Oh, that's right. I did.
So like, a bus hit me.
I woke up in a gutter, all right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If a bus ever hit me, you can imagine the bump I will take. I mean, I will wind up two streets. Oh!
Still like The Rock selling a stunner.
Cog's still going. You just roll for 3 months.
Keep rolling. Oh.
It's like five heads
gig right here. Oh!
Oh,
I've one more question, and then I have to walk out because I have to go back to work. But
I'm so sorry.
You can stay. No, don't be sorry. It's fine.
No, it's not. For the audience, know, I was like 15 minutes late.
No. We're no selling that.
You know what? No, we're not.
We were 15 minutes early. That's not making it. Do you keep tabs on what's happening currently? Do you watch anything going on with WWE? And if so,
no, not really.
No. So
no. Sometimes, like my husband does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's a massive. You know, he wrestled as well, so he's a massive wrestling fan. So you know, but sometimes when I walk in the room, he's like, oh.
Like he just got caught watching porn or something. Yeah. He's like, oh.
Someone's in here.
I mean, do you feel like you've kind of just moved on from it?
I have. Mm-hmm. I have. I mean, there's like one or two things I would like to do for the fans.
Right.
But for myself, I am extremely fulfilled.
How long was your like active career, you would say? Like, when did you start?
I started in 2002.
Okay.
And I ended roughly like last year sometime. Mm-hmm. So
strong 15.
Yeah, it's a strong 15. I may like do like one, you know, pull it like Sabu and do like one tour that like never ends. Like I'm retiring. I'm gonna retire from Puerto Rico. sell that out. And I'm gonna retire from Tokyo and sell that out. But yeah, I'm pretty much done.
Sorry,
sure,
let me
go for it.
One more, because I watched GLOW as a kid, and you and I are roughly the same age.
Yes,
I looked this up. I'm older than you.
Good.
You're but a young child in my eyes. Did you watch GLOW?
Of course.
You were a kid too?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
How out of your mind were you that, like, I'm in the television show about GLOW, which I watched and loved as a kid? What is that like? Like, do you get a call for that? Do you audition for it? What was that process?
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 30-some-odd years ago, I asked Santa Claus to make me a GLOW girl.
Get out of here.
No way. And then our house burned down. And then they canceled the show.
Right.
So when our house burned down, I asked Santa Claus for a Barbie and a rocker van. And I got the van, but then they canceled the show. So I was like, you know what, Santa, you on the list. You on my naughty list.
Yeah.
All right? But then my a friend of mine, Brian Wittenstein, who, you know, used to work in wrestling, who now represents me along with APA, called and said, they're making, you know, a scripted series about GLOW. You should go out for it. And I did. And then I didn't hear anything for a while. And then 2 weeks before we started shooting, they were like, you got it? And come to California? And I was like, what? Santa Claus is real. The match.
Just some
real.
Dreams take longer.
Right?
Yeah, that's
just
real.
You know?
That one was in the oven a long time.
Yes, yeah. A long time. But he came through. Santa came through, y'all. Yes.
I was going to say, when you ask for to be a GLOW girl and then Santa burns down your house.
Yeah, right?
Like, here's what I want this year, Santa. Yeah. For you to meet me in a fucking parking lot so I can do a wrench job.
I didn't even think of it that way because I thanked Santa that year for just saving my whole family.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're such a good person.
Yeah.
You just wonder what garbage I am right now. Look, it's
Hal holds on to resentment.
I'm petty. I'm Jewish, so I'm mad at Santa for never showing up at my house at all. Sorry, I had to go through birthright. But goodness sakes, come on. All right, I've got to go.
So
I'm going to end on that. That's it for me. But please stay and listen to the rest of this. Why am I telling you? You're not turning this off.
Now's our chance to be bad.
Naughty.
Daddy's gone.
Daddy's gone.
Yeah, gosh. Okay, let me see. I have to go back because I'm like, I love things and I get nervous even though I like to pretend like I'm really
well,
cool.
Well, in the meantime, things. I'll ask them and then you'll find your question.
And I'll figure out my life.
So are you working actively in Hollywood now still, like auditioning and all of that? Like, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What has that process been like?
It's been strange because, you know, like I said, I started when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And back then when I would go into an audition room as a little kid, I wouldn't say anything. I was like the WB Frog. I'd be like, and then
Michigan J Frog is his
yes.
name.
Yes.
Yeah, because my kid is the same way. So I used to call him that, Michigan J Frog.
And then I'd get out in the parking lot, and then I would say all the words. And my mom was like, go F yourself.
You made me drive all the way to Studio City.
Go F yourself. So now it's different because I, you know, I have some confidence now, and it's like I actually landed a role.
Nice, congrats.
But it was a movie role and it conflicted with GLOW.
Oh no.
So I didn't get to do it, but it felt good because it was a role that had nothing to do with wrestling.
Right.
Oh,
and I
great.
Got it just for my acting skills.
That's
so
awesome.
I was like, yay, that felt good.
Do you do any acting training now, or are you just from the training from high school and drama and all that, kind of use that talent?
A little bit of both. Okay. Of course, I draw from everything I learned
sure.
as a kid. And now I'm doing more searching for, I work with a dialect coach
okay.
Out in Thousand Oaks. And we're working on, I'm trying to learn Cockney.
And oh, that's fun.
Some Irish. I just learned that I'm part Irish. I
Get
did the ancestry DNA, mm-hmm. and I'm part Irish.
That's
so
amazing. I was just
like,
in Dublin. I didn't see not one black person. So.
Right. I mean, might be migrated over here. But that and then some African dialect as well, especially with all the, there's a big African film industry in Africa.
Right.
Nice. And then when you got things like Black Panther going on, you know, you got to brush up on.
Yeah,
well,
you could be Adora.
You
That's
know?
Real.
And,
That's
you
real.
Know, I got to brush up on your dialect, so I'm getting that ready to go.
That's what's up.
That's pretty great. This is a weird one, but it's going back to just kid nerd things. Which musical would you love to do if you could be in a musical?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes!
God, we need
That's
a camera in
a
here,
tough.
Man.
Oh, God, that's a tough one because I love them all. Oh, my gosh, I love
Carousel. I love Grease. I love Moulin Rouge. I love Chicago. Like, Chicago played on a loop when I was in Japan. It would just, on a VHS, mind you, and it would rewind itself and then play all over again. And I'm all, come on, mate. Oh my gosh, I love musicals. Like, that's a hard, I can't answer that because I don't know. Oh my God, you just got me really excited. I have no idea. I have to figure that one out. I have no idea.
So, just if you can think of them, it's fine. But if not, like, top three songs you would want to sing. Because, well, you know, you could just do a Kia Stevens review and just be like, I'm here.
This is very true. But, okay, just because of my age, this is true for most girls or women my age. Mm-hmm. If you play The Little Mermaid, mm-hmm. like, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
You ain't kidding.
We just go off. So yeah. I would love.
I think we're probably the same age. So yeah, like, it
just, I would love to do that in The Little Mermaid. And then, of course, though, somebody would just probably want to cast me as Ursula.
I
would make a great Ursula.
I know.
You would,
I know.
You, I would make a great Ursula. You would kill Ursula. I would rock some Ursula. So, you know, anybody casting for an Ursula, I'd make a great Ursula. But I love things cabaret-ish. Ooh. So, you know, anything, I would love to do the actual cabaret song, which I used to rock in karaoke. And then something like Chicago is something real 20. I love, you know, Art Deco and just stylish stuff and just, yeah, you know. I love the chorus line.
We just low-key made a karaoke day, y'all.
I think we kind of did.
I think we definitely got to do that.
Oh, yes, because you guys are not far from, like, there's a whole bunch of really great places that are like the places in Tokyo and Korea.
Yeah. There's some really good ones, like, right down the street. I will always Roki. What's your go-to Roki song?
There's so many.
It depends on the situation.
It's Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, lovely.
Me too. That's what I want too. Hell yes.
Yeah, you get all the way up there, all them octaves.
If you get enough drinks in me, yeah.
I will do it. I do a lot of Guns N' Roses too. That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
I'm so happy right now.
Me too. This is incredible.
Mike, I feel like I've just taken over because I was like, we got to talk about music.
No. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, man. I'm just bathing in the energy, man. This is amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Mine is awesome. Did he tell you how we met at the
party?
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw her at the corner of my eye at this really posh Netflix party, and I just like, hey, I'm a big fan.
I was like, wait, what? Do you recognize me without like braids and a scowl? Somebody recognize me without braids and
a
scowl?
Oh, yeah,
she was
dressed.
I was like in a dress and with like actual girl makeup on. I was like, someone knew.
You had on high heels and all of that.
You know me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I fan all the way out.
I try so hard not to because I'm like, I want to be cool.
I don't know,
I'm
man.
Cool. But now that I know that Mike does it, I feel better fanning out.
Yeah, man.
Mike's like the coolest person I know.
But
like,
I respect the business so much. Like you were saying, you want people to know how hard it is. I feel like we are all kind of like sensitive to that. And we just really appreciate what y'all do so much. And it's like, I'm not able to appreciate a lot in my life because I grew up loving music and I started doing music and I fucking ruined it for myself, right? You know what I mean? I could never ruin wrestling because I'll never do it. So, like, I love to have something to be able to really be a fan of. And so being a fan of you guys is something that I really take seriously. When I have the opportunity to do, I fan all the way the fuck out.
Thank you. I like it because in 40 years, people are going to be like, awesome who? So I'm like, bring it on. Give me the love. I'll soak it up.
So when do you start going back into pre-production for the next season of Glow?
I would predict, because, you know, they haven't officially announced a season 3 yet, but I would predict if it was greenlit, August, September.
Right. Nice. So there's nothing you can, I won't ask because I know there ain't nothing you can tell us about the next season.
No, there's something.
There's some things?
I mean, you know, you get to see Tamae's son. You get to actually meet who he is.
Nice.
And how he reacts to his mom in this role. You know, how he finds out she's doing it and then how he reacts.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad that. So, do we get some more like Tamae focused episodes?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, you do. There's an episode that is basically just a Tamae and Debbie extravaganza. And that one is really close to my heart.
But the whole season, you get to go down the alley of everyone. Everyone gets, you get to get the meat of everyone's story.
Yeah, I feel like it was just kind of like what something that they were very good with in Orange is the New Black, and now that you can see the same kind of DNA in this, is you start the story like with a few people, and then as the seasons go, you get to really know everybody.
You start with the super relatable white girl, and then and then you establish her, and then you get to meet everybody.
And then you get to meet everybody. Yes. So I'm very, as I loved the first season, but I'm also like, there are so many people here. There's so many, I want to get to know everybody's everybody's nonsense.
And you do this season, after wrapping season one, I was like, oh, I liked that. You know, this is a person who watches TV obsessively.
Right.
I watch it all. But, you know, and trying to be not be biased, I was like, gosh, that was really good. How are they going to top that? And then they did. Absolutely. And we don't get it like how the world gets it when, you know, Netflix just drops all 10. They would dole out the episodes like every week. And I'm like, hey, man, hey, you got some pages from the next episode, man?
My stomach hurts. I just need some. Just
give me a page, dude. Yeah.
What's your favorite shows to watch?
Oh, gosh. You asked me. I wasn't prepared because they're all so good. Well, I'm a Grey's Anatomy freak. Mm. I'm a Once Upon a Time freak. All of it. Like, seriously. All of it.
Do you fucks with Supernatural? Is that one that you
fucks with? Oh, my gosh. Yes, and I am 3 seasons behind. And because my husband doesn't. So I have to sneak. Oh. I have to insert those in.
When it's the stuff that you ain't watching together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I am with a lot of my, I watch a lot of the DC shows that are on the CW.
Ah, yes.
And so that's like The Flash and all those. Yes. So that's another one I got to kind of like scooch in.
And somewhere. Arrow and whatnot?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, one of our girls, Sadell, she's on Arrow sometimes. Mm. And who's the star of Arrow? He's actually a really big wrestling fan as well.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Amell.
Yes, he's a big wrestling fan, which I appreciate.
He did a, what was it?
He did a program with Cody.
He did a program
with,
yeah, it was.
Did he really know?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, yeah.
It
was good.
It was good.
It was good. It was like he took some.
He
training.
Took it very seriously. Yeah, you could tell that he tried.
He learned to do some moves, and he held his own out there. It was only one match, but it was good.
Right.
It was not an embarrassment.
It was not as scary as I thought it would be.
I'm glad for that, because like he had been talking about just always feeding people like his fan base towards wrestling all the time, which I always really appreciated. And he seemed like a person that would take it seriously.
Yeah.
Even though one of my dream matches would be Daniel Tosh and Arn Anderson. My husband's a big Daniel Tosh fan, so I watch it a lot, and he's always calling out Arn. And I'm like,
is he really?
Yeah, no, it's a running
thing.
I had no
idea.
Yeah, it's a running,
and it's hilarious. And I'm just like, just one day.
Oh, you see that Arn Spinebuster, man? He still got it.
Yeah,
he still got it.
Arn still has it. Yeah, just Daniel would take one. I would love to see that.
Oh, he would definitely take one just right out of his shoes. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's my little dream segment.
That's wonderful.
Is there anything that you want to, any last questions or anything before you?
No, I'm good. I just really appreciate you coming and hanging out with us and being so nice and kind and warm and wonderful. We just appreciate you to no end.
Thank you for real. Thanks so much for coming and nerding out. And that does it for our special episode of Tights and Fights. Again, Kia Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Delightful. I'm going to be riding this cloud all day. Where can people find you online so they can keep up with everything you're doing?
I am Spinning Fist on Instagram.
Woo! And love that name.
Mean Queen K on Twitter.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic. So go do all of those things. We are a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. Our hosts this week were Hal Lublin, Mike Eagle, and I am Danielle Radford. Our producer is Julian Burrell. Senior producer of Max Fun is Laura Swisher. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter. And as of Tuesday afternoon, we also on Instagram.
Ooh.
So hit that up. If you love the show, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all of your friends. Thank you so much to our donors who make the show possible. We'll be back soon for more, you guessed it, wrestling. Bye, guys.
Fight. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.